A Sensual Exploration of Chocolate by Robert Kingett. From Sightless Scribbles at sightlessscribbles.com. Narrated by Sean Kristen. I am not a religious man. My temples are not made of stone, and my prayers are not spoken in archaic tongues. But I do have rituals. I do believe in communion. I believe in the sacred act of unwrapping a piece of good, dark chocolate. It begins with a sound, the crinkle of foil, a quiet, metallic whisper that promises a specific kind of deliverance. It is a more honest sound than most human voices. It never lies about its intent. Then there's the subtle shift in the air's aroma, the first faint, dusty, sweet note of cocoa that escapes its wrapper. It is the ghost of the thing itself, an overture to the symphony. I hold the bar in my hand. It is cool and solid, a perfect geometric tablet. There is an integrity to it. I break off a single square. The sound is the most important part of the prelude. A cheap, waxy chocolate will bend and tear with a dull thud. But a good chocolate, a chocolate with character and a high percentage of cacao, will offer a sharp, clean snap. It is the sound of conviction. It is a declaration of quality, a promise that it will not melt into cloying sweetness the moment it is challenged by the warmth of your mouth. Then, the communion. I don't chew. Chewing is a violent, thoughtless act, an act of consumption. This is not about consumption. This is about surrender. I place the square on my tongue, and I let it be. For a moment, it is just a solid thing, cool and foreign, and then the warmth of my body begins to work its slow, patient magic. The edges begin to soften. The carefully tempered structure begins to yield. The first taste is not sweet. It is a profound bass note of bitterness. It is the earth, the bean, the fire it was roasted in. It is the chocolate's story of origin, and you must honor that bitterness before you can earn the right to its sweetness. It is a test of patience. And then it happens. The great slow velvet flood. The solid becomes liquid. It is a tide of impossible texture, coating my entire mouth in a film of pure, decadent sensation. The flavors begin to bloom. There are notes I can almost hear. A hint of cherry. A whisper of smoke. The faint, acidic tang of a berry I can't quite name. It is complex and endlessly fascinating. It is a conversation. This is why chocolate is sacred. In a world of conversations, of people who want something from you, of conversations laden with subtext and hidden agendas, chocolate is devastatingly honest. It has no ulterior motives. Its only purpose is to be exactly what it is. Its agenda is pleasure. It does not ask for anything in return. It does not need you to like it. It simply exists in its own profound, delicious truth. When I am afraid, when the noise of the world is too loud, when my anxiety is a swarm of cold bees under my ribs, this is my prayer. The ritual is a moment of pure, grounding mindfulness. It is a small 5-minute kingdom where I am in complete control. I choose the chocolate. I choose the moment. And I surrender to a pleasure that is clean, uncomplicated, and true. The last of it melts away. The flood recedes, leaving behind a lingering, beautiful ghost of its flavor, a warm coating in my throat. The communion is over. The bees in my chest are quiet. My breathing is slow and even. I have been blessed. I have been redeemed. And I am ready to face the world again. About the author. Robert Kingett is an obscure, blind, and gay writer that writes fiction where disabled protagonists or disabled love interests find their happy endings, and nonfiction that is always personal but sometimes educational. Find him online at sightlessscribbles.com. If you enjoyed this essay, you might enjoy reading A Dash of Salt and Pepper by Kosoko Jackson.